Season 2 of the Pat and JT podcast. Oh my, now I'm here at last. The best time, always gonna be the best. Come on! Exclusively on the Parkville Network. Well, all
right. You can always get a hold of us. You can text us 402-403-9478 or on all of our social, which Reba McEntire slid into my DMs today.
Excuse me, what?
It's literally somebody who's there on Twitter. Their at is like at Boogie 04355, whatever, but the name is Reba McEntire, and it says Reba McEntire sent you a DM, and I'm like, oh my god, is that somebody I reached out to do a podcast? And then no, and then I look at it, just said hello. I'm like, oh, it's a totally
buy my t-shirt
total virus. I've looked at your website and the SEO can be much better. Yeah. Oh, total spam.
That's it. Oh, got your hopes up for a second.
We have a lot of people have guys, like you have a yard guy, you have a whatever.
I've got my plumber guy. I've got an electrician guy.
Got your CBD guy.
Yes.
Got all that guy. I can be your anybody's pallet guy now. You know, sometimes, you know, pallets were all the craze for a while taking them, and they still are. There's a guy in our neighborhood that takes them, cuts them in half, and makes like college football like signs out of them. Cool. Old retired guy.
I just saw a video yesterday where somebody took a bunch of pallets and they tore them apart and they built a tiny house out of them.
Okay, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
I need to be their pallet guy.
Okay, you can be their pallet. I get it. No tools involved.
Oh, pff.
Okay.
Well, one tool involved. But no actual hardware tools. Just one tool. We because Beth wants to do, Sophie wants to have Beth's all about, you want to do something in your room? If we can build it ourselves, do it ourselves, save some scratch, learn something along the way, we do it. So Soph wanted a platform bed. So she's like, hey, I have this idea, pallets and whatever. Mm-hmm. She had this whole thing planned out and work, and it's going to work perfectly. And then she wants to take some pallets and make like this thing that she saw on Pinterest, like an outdoor bar. It's really cool. Anyway, I can't do any of that stuff.
Does she have just a bed with four legs right now?
Yeah, with a little headboard dealy. But
well, if it gets crazy, I've got a set of those risers.
Oh, you do? I sure wish I would have mentioned this yesterday. Because we dug through pallet piles yesterday.
Oh, dang it.
Beth went on Facebook and just looked up on Marketplace for just pallets and found this dude a couple miles from our house that his company gets rid of pallets all the time. He goes, just free for all, just come out and check through the pallets.
God.
And so we were there. We went back twice yesterday loading her Jeep up with pallets.
Awesome.
So yeah, and they're great condition. So it's like, I just texted her this morning. I can't wait to go back and look for more pallets. I don't know what for.
You're becoming a forager.
I love it. Yeah.
But yeah, if you do get tired of it, let me know. I've got a couple sets of those.
Okay.
They're about 6 or 8 inches, the risers, and you just set a leg on each one of the tops, and they're recessed, so the leg sits inside it, and they're about this big square.
Well, I'll be damned. Sure would have been pretty awesome. Sure would have saved me. I got about 4 infected splinters. Gosh damn it.
It didn't cost you anything. That's maybe just a couple minutes. But it's kind of fun to dig around in a pile of stuff.
Yesterday was a pretty big white tea day for us. We not only did that, but we also drove from Lincoln to Omaha with a mattress strapped to the top of her Jeep.
Just for fun? Or?
Yeah, and then we just drove it right back.
You could say you did it.
The new mattress we got a couple weeks ago, which we are returning because it's so uncomfortable.
Oh my God.
After the $100 restocking fee, but they're coming to get it. But they took the old mattress away, so that thing's, I don't know what that is, where that is now.
Oh, no.
Somebody else's apartment. So, yeah, but we had a mattress that was in her mom's that we had before. So, went and got it and almost fit in the Jeep. Not quite without squishing and causing a whole bunch of problems. So, yeah, we roped it down, strapped it, and we looked like...
You ever seen that video of the guy driving down the thing that's got 2 mattresses on top of this roof?
Like they're humping.
That's exactly the visual I had when you told me you did.
I was looking I was looking for gifts, whatever, gifs to send to her yesterday. And I saw that one, but the one I ended up sending to her was the one with the mattress. Looks like a parachute and the ropes are holding it on. It's just flop.
Yeah. They got to be getting like -8 miles per gallon.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, my neck hurts from looking up through the sunroof the whole entire time. But it was.
You were both in the car, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was driving. I was in the passenger seat.
Oh, you were watching. You were the
eagle. I'm watching.
Oh my God, the lookout.
I was the lookout. So if anybody saw a mattress, a Jeep with a mattress on it yesterday, that was us.
At least you tied it down and you didn't just try to hold on to the straps.
Oh no.
I've seen that video too.
I learned that lesson the hard way, and actually it involves Rocket.
Oh no.
He was moving from his apartment downtown to 132nd and Dodge, bought a house. And of course, you know, I'm the intern, so I've got to help move, right? And there was a sports guy in town at the time named Tom Zenner, who's in Phoenix now. Anyway, it doesn't matter. He was in town. He's like, so he got me and Zen to help move. And Tom had a truck. So Tom's like, what, he was even worse than me as far as that attention to detail, just throwing stuff in the back of the truck. And there was a shelf that Tom's like, I don't have any more ropes. So you just got to lean out the side of the truck and hold on, and also hold through his little sliding window in the back.
Yeah.
So I had it on the top shelf and then around the middle shelf, and I'm just hugging, no seatbelt. And right in front of Westroads, it started shaking, and poof, just all the pieces of the shelf went everywhere, all over. Yeah, and we didn't stop. Tom didn't want to stop. He's like, go. It blew up into the median. Like, it wasn't on the street.
Oh, thank God.
So it broke into two spots, but they airplaned up and landed in the median.
Thank goodness.
He's like, we're not stopping, not my shelf.
He'll never even miss it.
Yeah, and I don't even know if he ever brought it up, to be honest with you.
You should ask him that next time we talk to him.
Yeah.
The missing shelf.
That was, wow, TBT to that story.
Oh, my God. I love moving stories because they don't involve me. Because I haven't helped anybody move in a long time.
It's the worst.
I mean, I think since college, maybe it was the last time.
It's the worst. Yeah. And it's always bad on the other person's side too, having to ask or want asking somebody, because you know you're putting them in a bad spot. Mm-hmm. And any excuse they come up with why they can't, you know, is a lie.
It's a lie. You know, it's just a given. Just don't even ask. I mean, you may as well just figure out a way to sell something so you can hire somebody to do it.
100%.
Just do it.
Best money spent ever is paying for movers. I'm all about packing stuff is fine, I guess. Moving though, lifting crap.
See, that's where I always, I try to put too much stuff in a box. It's like when the mover people come in, they get it. We have to carry the box.
Yeah.
So let's not put all the books in the big box.
Yeah.
Let's get a bunch of little boxes, you know, and just kind of lighten the load a little bit. But I'm all about I'm going to fill the whole thing.
Yeah. Because I want one trip in the U-Haul. That's it.
And
one trip.
You can't lift it. You can't move it. Not
a chance.
Ran into a troll online.
Okay.
I thought I'd throw this out there right quick, because very rarely, I really don't have a beef with, I really do. Honestly, I don't care. I'm like,
if people come at you, you're like, what? He doesn't, it's like a gnat.
Okay. And then if somebody's saying something that's outrageous, I really don't care enough to comment. And I always wonder, and I know a lot of people do, but I see a lot of the same names over and over wanting to step in it. It's like they're just like wanting somebody to come at them.
They want somebody to come at them.
They do. Yeah. They really do. And I'm like, I don't get paid enough on Facebook to do that.
And even if you did, who cares? Who cares?
Keep scrolling if you don't like what I said.
Just
keep scrolling. But I have a group that I belong to because, you know, doing the carnivore thing, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to figure out some things, and people had brought up some issues that you might want to be, you know, mindful of. Eating high protein for some women, not all, for some women, can be kind of a workout for your kidneys or your liver. And your numbers will tell you all of this. So once I get that figured out too, and I'll get that done and find out for sure exactly where everything is, then I'll know better.
Well, I think there's a couple of other things ahead of meat that are tenderizing your liver right now. I don't think necessarily too much protein is the problem.
Fat might be, fatty liver might be.
It could be the copious amounts of Everclear you're consuming with your Kahlua. I don't know about that. It already looks like a colander.
But they said that the high protein could cause problem. But anyway, milk thistle got brought up. Never heard of it before. I had no idea.
I'd heard of it. I have no idea what it does, but I've heard of milk thistle.
It literally helps take the strain off your liver, especially detoxing sugar, especially. Oh, okay. And said that it can take the strain off your liver to help give it a chance to heal. And sugar is probably the hardest thing for it to process. And then a couple others, turmeric is another one that has anti-inflammatory ingredients, but some say it also has some that could cause inflammation. So you got to be really careful about adding that. And that's what's in curry. That's what makes that yellow gold color.
Okay.
But it's used widely, like in India, and it is medicinal. But anyway, so I was just kind of, you know, looking at some things. So I just threw it out there on their page. I just said, just curious if any of you, I just liked my own post. How do I make
I've
it?
Done
how,
that.
How do
just,
I unlike
I'm just
it?
Push the button, like again. There you go. God. Goes away. And it's embarrassing.
And I put the huggy heart.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
Dang it. But I just asked a question about it and just wondered if anybody had any experience with it. And I got some really nice responses. And then about, near the bottom, this one jumped in and basically said that people that follow this way of eating, we do not use supplements unless they're medically prescribed. And then she goes on to say later, a small investment on your part of a search and reading data on this site, and especially in the files, would have answered that for you. Be well.
What a bee. How long is her post? Like, is it a significant amount of time? Like, she took time out of her day to instead of just saying, here's a link to the file that covers it in our group. Thanks for joining. Welcome. Happy Carnivore Day. You know, but what a bee.
Half the post was the little bitch at the end. Half of her post was her taking the jab. And I was like, oh, God. please keep scrolling. Right. If you don't like what I said or what I asked, you are not obligated to answer me.
No, you don't have
to. Just ask a question.
You're not losing any Facebook tickets or Twitter tickets by not answering it.
Didn't cost you a dime.
You know, on the Hallmark or whatever, the card that says, always, when somebody's mean or whatever, always think they're going through something worse than you are. Blah. She's just a bee.
She's a bee.
She's just a total bee.
She was looking for something to bitch about.
Right.
Or somewhere to post something. You can just tell.
I mean, most people get on Facebook or Twitter as an escape, just to screw around, look at cat videos. They don't get on to look for a fight. She has a bad day or whatever and gets on looking for a fight.
In a diet page.
Right. Because I'm assuming diet pages anyway, people can be a little testy because you're changing, you're maybe hungry,
you may want some bread.
Right. So you don't need to jump in there and mix it up like that.
And everybody in here otherwise has been awesome and answering questions, pointing you towards good videos. Giving you articles that would be interesting. Everybody's more than happy to share. What they had, the files, apparently is because so many people ask the same questions over and over that they took, the admins took it upon themselves to answer all these questions in the files. It's like going to the Library of Congress or something. And so you can go in there and you can hunt out answers. I'm like, you know what? There are a lot of new people that are out there that maybe have better or newer information.
Or even know that it's in there. Did you even know there was a files section?
I didn't.
I mean, that's what Karen could have said. She could have just said, hey, welcome to the, because it probably says how long you've been a member.
I think it says Rising Star because I'm just new and I'm just starting.
That might piss her off a little bit. New. Rising Star branded as the Rising Star.
Literally, that's what it says. Oh, like, you've got top members, you got top contributors, you've got top commenters.
What is she? Can you tell what she is?
I know what she is without looking.
Well, I mean, no, not that. I mean, as far as ranking goes.
Exactly.
Because if you're a Rising Star and she's just an old hag, like a has-been who's been in the club for a long time.
There it says Rising Star.
Nobody likes the new meat in the club. I'm just saying.
She doesn't have a label.
Oh, well, exactly right. She's
I'll give her one. Hold on.
You already did.
Give me just 1 minute. But then I'm looking at some of the other things that she's posted.
Yeah, so she would know that you're new. You're new. Hey, newbie, you know, welcome. Yeah. There's a file section that may have your questions answered. Thanks, exclamation point.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to go torture my husband.
So just don't be that person.
No.
I have no desire. I mean, there are times, yes, I might throw a snark out when somebody says something really snarky to someone else. And I see them piling on somebody.
Like, it'd be nice if somebody had your back in there.
Right? I'm waiting for it.
How many people are in your group?
Oh, my God. I don't know.
Thousands, I think, right? Okay, so somebody should have your back.
I would not be surprised if it does end up that I'll get something.
I'll join
somebody.
It, dice her up, and then bail. Do you want me to?
Sniper. He'll be my sniper. Yeah.
Get her from the ditch, and then I'll run through the cornfield. Get out of there.
But, yeah, I'm all about it. If I see somebody getting piled on, I don't care what the stance is. There's no reason for that.
Oh, but sometimes I like to sit back and watch it too.
I like when they say, get ratioed.
Yeah.
Because they throw out an unpopular opinion that they think is really woke.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody goes, wrong.
Because I believe that those people that put the woke opinions or whatever opinions out there and nobody responds, that's to them, they want a response. They want to fight. So if you don't say anything, just like with a bully in school, if you just ignore the bully, they'll be sad. They'll go, whatever. They'll just leave.
She was trying to make them happy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So by ignoring them, it's going to piss them off even more. And they'll wonder, like, why has nobody paid attention to me?
Nobody's talking to me. I've dropped a couple, I will admit. And I get the whole, you know, if you don't agree, just keep scrolling. It's like, well, I don't know. He threw it out there. I'm just going to.
Right.
But that's I'm just asking a question here.
Yeah.
That's all I was doing on my post. I was just asking a question. I wasn't.
I mean, literally, legit, you just wanted information.
I wasn't opinion and saying, milk thistle sucks.
Right.
You know, whatever that means.
React.
What? Come on, you carnivores.
That's right.
Come at me.
Prove it. Oh my God.
So there was that.
There's that. So you're getting hammered online and I'm taking mattresses to and from Lincoln.
One comment.
You need to
pay getting hammered.
If you need it. you need a palette, let me know. Slide into my DMs like Reba did. It's Pat and JT. It's Pat as a boy. It's that other JT.
Pat and JT Podcast. A Huda Media Production.